As she made the long journey from New York to South Africa to visit family during the holidays in 2013, Justine Sacco, 30 years old and the senior director of corporate communications at IAC, began tweeting acerbic little jokes about the indignities of travel. Weird German dude, you're in first class, it's 2013, get some deodorant, in a monologue as I inhale BO, thank God for pharmaceuticals. Then, during her layover at Heathrow, chili, cucumber sandwiches, bad teeth, back in London. And then, before her final leg of her trip to Cape Town, going to Africa, hope I don't get AIDS, just kidding, I'm white. She chuckled to herself, pressed send, and wandered around the airport for half an hour, sporadically checking Twitter. I got nothing, she told me. No replies. I imagined her feeling a bit deflated about this. That sad feeling when nobody congratulates you for being funny. She boarded the plane. It was an 11-hour flight. She slept. When it landed, she turned on her phone. Straight away, there was a text from somebody that she hadn't spoken to since high school. I am so sorry to see what's happening. She looked at it, baffled. And then, she said, my phone started to explode. We were having this conversation 3 weeks later at the Cookshop restaurant in New York City. It was the very same restaurant where Michael had recounted to me the tale of Joan Allera's destruction. It was becoming for me the restaurant of stories of obliterated lives. But it was only a half coincidence. It was close to the building where they both worked. Michael had been offered a job at the Daily Beast as a result of his great Jonas scoop, and Justine had an office upstairs running the PR department for the magazine's publishers, IAC. The reason why she wanted to meet me here and why she was wearing her expensive-looking work clothes was because at 6 p.m. she was due in there to clear out her desk. As she sat on the runway at Cape Town Airport, a second text popped up. You need to call me immediately. It was from her best friend Hannah. You are the number one worldwide trend on Twitter right now. Quote, in light of Justine Sacco's disgusting racist tweet, I am donating to CARE today. And how did Justine Sacco get a PR job? Her level of racist ignorance belongs on Fox News. Hashtag AIDS can affect anyone. And no words for that horribly disgusting racist as fuck tweet from Justine Sacco. I am beyond horrified. And I am an IAC employee and I don't want Justine Sacco doing any communications on our behalf ever again. And from her employers, IAC. This is an outrageous, offensive comment. Employee in question, currently unreachable on an international flight. A hashtag began trending worldwide. Hashtag, has Justine landed yet? Somebody worked out which flight she was on and they linked to a flight tracker website so everyone could watch its progress in real time. Looks like Justine Sacco lands in about 9 minutes and we're about to watch this Justine Sacco bitch get fired in real time before she even knows she's getting fired. And then, after she frantically deleted the tweet, sorry, Justine Sacco, your tweet lives on forever. And so on, for a total of 100,000 tweets, according to calculations by BuzzFeed. 3 weeks had passed since she pressed send on that tweet. This was the only time Justine would ever talk to a journalist about what happened to her, she told me. It was just too harrowing. But I think it's necessary, she said. I want someone to show just how crazy my situation is. It was crazy because, quote, only an insane person would think that white people don't get AIDS. To me, it was so insane a comment for an American to make, I thought there was no way that anyone could possibly think it was a literal statement. It was a joke about a situation that exists in post-apartheid South Africa that we don't pay attention to. It was a completely outrageous commentary on the disproportionate AIDS statistics. Unfortunately, I am not a character on South Park or a comedian, so I had no business commenting on the epidemic in such a politically incorrect manner on a public platform. She cut short her South African family vacation because of safety concerns, People were threatening to go on strike at the hotels I was booked into if I showed up. I was told no one could guarantee my safety. Word spread around the internet that she was heiress to a $4.8 billion fortune, her father being the South African mining tycoon Desmond Sacco. I assumed this was true about her, right up until I alluded to her billions over lunch and she looked at me like I was nuts. "I grew up on Long Island," she said. "My mum was single my entire life. She was a flight attendant. My dad sold carpets."